Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. If you're new to my channel, I really appreciate your support. And if you have questions or comments, please let me know and I can either improve my channel or do videos on things that you're curious about if I can. Or just converse with me. I love hearing from all of you. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about a term that I recently learned. And I had no idea this was actually even a thing. Although I do it quite often as an INFJ, as a person, as a Virgo, you know, as all the different things that I am. I'm constantly trying to figure this thing out. But I didn't know that this was actually like a term that, or a thing that therapists and, you know, gurus and self-help people talk about all over the place. And I found it randomly by browsing, I think it was Instagram or TikTok, something like that. And one of the people was saying that her therapist recently told her that she has this form of perfectionism called moral perfectionism. That is, she has a hard time every single time she makes a mistake morally, like she does something that she considers bad, you know, good or bad is usually defined by the person, but you know, whenever she does something that she considers to be bad morally, then she goes into the spiral of perfectionism where she berates herself and criticizes herself and puts herself down. And I absolutely do this myself. And it's not even, I don't know if it's, I think it's a lot related to the INFJ personality type. But in general, you know, having really high standards, being a perfectionist in general, in everything that you do. And also just not cutting yourself any slack at all. And that's all three things are things that INFJs do and I do. And so I thought that I'd do this video because I thought that maybe you might relate to this moral perfectionism trait as well. And, you know, just labeling something sometimes, just realizing that this is something that a lot of people suffer from and, you know, putting a name on it and realizing this is what it is kind of helps a lot. Just labeling things sometimes just helps a lot. And so I wanted to give you this label, give you this name, this word, this trait, and, you know, tell you this is what it is so that you know that you're not the only one who does it and also that it's just something that you can work through either by yourself or with a therapist. And whenever you do get into a spiral of moral perfectionism, you can kind of step back and say, okay, I am going into this spiral and I don't want to, and I need to step away from this madness before I really put myself into that place, that black hole of depression, sadness, anxiety, doubt, worries, fears, all that. And as you can imagine, you know, having a higher standard for ourselves than for other people means that someone else might do the exact same thing And we're completely fine with that. And we forgive them and we ask them to forgive themselves and we placate them and we coddle them and we take care of them. But then when we do the exact same thing, and it might be exactly the same thing, actually even maybe not as bad, we will not cut ourselves even a single little bit of a slack, like not even a bit. Because for us, we need to be perfect and we are not allowed to make any mistakes and we're not allowed to do anything bad, whatever that means to you. And if we do, that means we're the terriblest person on this planet and we should be, you know, we should be punished for this and perhaps we shouldn't even be alive. Like, why are we taking up space when we're so terrible and things like that? And you've probably gone through this kind of thinking process yourself many times. And the reason I really started and the reason I wanted to do this video and the reason I started thinking about it is because I remember, I hope you remember that I told you I took in some abandoned puppies a couple of weeks ago. And the day before I was going to go to an adoption day to give them to families who actually want to take care of puppies and who want puppies for their children to play with and who have the space for it, you know, who have the energy for it. Because I didn't have the space for it. I don't actually even want pets here because I'm not allowed to have them. Also, I'm always moving about and I just don't know how long I'll be in Indonesia. And I just don't want to take a pet for a couple of years and then let them go. I don't think that's fair to them. So there's many reasons why I don't want pets. I can take care of them temporarily, but in general, permanently, no. But even so, the day before I was about to take them to an adoption day and hopefully get them families, which I did, for both of them, I felt an immense amount of guilt. I mean, I literally felt like there was a heavy weight on my chest. It just sat there and it sat on my head and it sat on my body and I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was doing the worst thing on the planet. I would look at their little faces, you know, when I was feeding them or in general, and I would just feel like, oh my gosh, they're judging me. They're telling me that, you know, how dare you not keep us? You know, you have the capability financially to keep us. And perhaps you don't have the time, but you could try and make the time, and how dare you not do that? And, you know, that is moral perfectionism, because literally I was sitting there and debating over the goodness or the badness of what I was doing. And I labeled myself as a bad person because I wouldn't keep these puppies for long term. I wasn't able to. There's a lot of reasons why I didn't. But that doesn't even comprise in the whole situation because for me, it's very much black and white. Either I keep them and I'm a good person, or I give them away and I'm a bad person. Which is really weird, because if I give them away to a family who loves them and they're happier there, how am I a bad person? But a lot of times, as you can imagine, when you're doing this moral perfectionism, you know, diatribe in your head, a lot of times it's not very logical or rational. And it's essentially just about, you know, pushing yourself down into a hole and saying, you're a terrible person and you should suffer. And of course, you know, as I was sitting there and I was realizing I was doing this to myself, I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Because I understand the reasoning behind why I'm giving them away. And it's a good reason, a very good reason. And they'll be happier with these other families. Why do I think that I should keep them? Because I made up this random rule in my head that giving them away is bad, keeping them is good. It's a random rule which has no basis in reality. It's just something that I made up because I want to prove to myself, self-sabotagingly, that I'm a bad person, right? And so it's really fascinating to me, because as you do this exercise as well, you know, you'll just be sitting down and going through this where you're like putting yourself down and you're saying, you're a bad person because you did this, 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 this. If you just step back a little bit and you say, okay, am I actually a bad person? What rule am I making up in my head that says that I'm a bad person because I did this, 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 this? And more importantly, if someone else did this, would I consider them a bad person? And that's really important to ask that question, because if someone else who couldn't keep the puppies gave them away and got them adopted, I would think they were doing a brilliant thing. They're actually not keeping puppies that they don't want because they can't take care of them properly. They're giving them away to someone who really wants puppies and wants to take care of them and wants to love them. And both, in all situations, are going to be happy. The people who have the puppy are going to be happy. The people who give away the puppy are going to be happy. The puppies themselves are going to be happy. And so if I saw someone else doing this exact same thing, I would say, I commend you. I think you're doing a brilliant thing. Awesome. Good for you. Go for it. I'll help you out if you need any help, right? And so I think this exercise is very important if you can kind of pull yourself back and say, okay, what am I doing right now? Why am I being like this to myself? What exactly is going on in my head? What random rule am I using to push myself into this hole? And would I do the same thing to someone else? Even if I didn't like them, would I do this to even an enemy? I wouldn't, right? So I thought that this is fascinating. And as soon as I, you know, asked those questions, I realized, okay, you're just being an idiot. You're just playing this moral perfectionism game because somehow, some reason you want to put yourself down. And I was able to stop myself. I'm not saying that I didn't still feel guilty for giving them away, because, you know, I would feel always guilty for that, because I know that, or I don't know, you know, perhaps they end up with a family that's not that great. Perhaps they do. I did meet the families they ended up with, and they seemed really nice and loving and kind, so I was feeling better about that. But you never know what the future holds, right? I mean, these two puppies came from families or homes that were taking care of them but abandoned them for some random reason. Well, probably because they're female, and also they were getting ticks and fleas and things like that, which I gave them medicine for. So, you know, it's really important for you to ask these questions and to really clarify what's going on in your head, because, as I've said many times before, our minds and our mental structures are brilliant. You know, they can kind of solve all these problems, but sometimes they end up solving a problem or creating a problem, actually, in a way where there is no problem. Like, really, if anyone else saw me and, you know, saw what I was doing, there is no problem here. It was perfectly fine. It was exactly how it's supposed to be. Everyone said, you're doing the right thing. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So I was creating a problem in my head, and that's what moral perfectionism does. Perfectionism in general does this, but particularly moral perfectionism, because there is no problem there. There is not a problem there. You're not doing anything wrong in a lot of cases. And if you are doing something wrong, then perhaps a lot of times actually it's a mistake. And if you do know that you're doing something wrong, then you can pull back and correct yourself. There's no need to go through this thing of, oh my God, I'm a terrible person and I should be, you know, castigated for it. And in a lot of cases, I would say that INFJs are not doing wrong things necessarily by societal standards, but their own freaking crazy high standards. And a lot of times these standards are way too high, way too stringent, and should not be followed by a normal human being like us. They're meant for gods, and even gods are not perfect, you know? So I hope this helps. I hope I was able to explain myself properly. If you have questions about this, let me know. I'm not an expert, but I am an expert on how I've been dealing with it. And I'd love to hear stories from your life of how you've been morally perfectionisming yourself and putting yourself into that hole of despair and anxiety because of it. And, you know, what do you do in order to get out of that hole? I'd love to hear from all of you. And again, thank you so much for listening and for being on my channel. I'll see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.